Well, we're live, pal. Yes, it is me, SP3, on my own. No Set E, no AMAC, no Alex. We are having technical difficulties on Alex's end. So I am here, ladies and gentlemen, on a Wednesday to represent the Daily Boys. We're going to be discussing a Hall of Famer's return confirmed in their hometown. We're going to be discussing a little bit from NXT 2.0 from last night, as well as AEW Dynamite coming up tonight right here on Wrestling Daily. Yeah, we are here. We are live on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. You know what time it is. It is a Wednesday, a little bit after 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK. But we are here for another edition of Wrestling Daily. I am here to represent the Irish Chief, the head of the office, the head of the table of the Wrestling Daily table family here, Irish Whip Alex McCarthy. It is me, your true hill phenom, SP3, one half of the Daily Boys, here for another edition of Wrestling Daily. I want to ask all of you to help me out since I'm on my own. Alex is dealing with technical difficulties. You guys help me out by dropping a like on this video. Share it with your friends. Of course, subscribe if you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. We're racking up those subscribers as we head down the end of 2021. We want to hit that 15K, make Quizzlemania War Games happen. Me and Set E came this close from getting the Quizzlemania Championship. We've made a challenge for the Quizzlemania Tag Team titles. We've made a challenge for them to create Quizzlemania Trios titles, but to make War Games happen against WrestleTalk, 15K has to be accomplished. So help us out by telling a friend who isn't a subscriber to subscribe today. But Wrestling Daily is interactive. We love to hear from all of you good eggs and the elite good eggs. So WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. Send in an ultra chat. We're talking about a WWE Hall of Famers return. We're going to talk a little bit about NXT last night with two huge ladder matches. Maybe we'll get, I'll open up the live chat since it's just me alone. We'll get some War Games predictions or some Q&A. If you got any questions for me, I will be here to answer it for you. But like I said, let's get into the Stitcher news. But become an elite good egg by hitting the join button and becoming a member of the Wrestling Daily community today. But let's get into that titular news. It's all about a WWE Hall of Famer returning to the WWE. Not in the way maybe some of us would hope, but for a one-off appearance, it seems that WWE Hall of Famer, seven-time women's champion, Trish Stratus, is going to be returning for a one-off event. She put up on her website today, actually, that she said, and I quote, "Trish Stratus is ready to serve some holiday Stratisfaction to the WWE Universe in Toronto. The Hall of Famer returns for one night only to host WWE's live event on Wednesday, December 29th. At the Coca-Cola Coliseum. Excited to step through that curtain and feel the energy of the WWE Universe one more time. Let's do this, Toronto." And tickets and superstar experiences are on sale now. So Trish Stratus is coming back to the WWE. Maybe it's just for this holiday one-off appearance, but she did make similar appearances before she did return for what many people thought was her retirement match against Charlotte Flair at SummerSlam 2019 in Toronto. That was a great way to close off her career, even though she's one person that's had two great retirement matches. If you remember Unforgiven 2006 with her emotional matchup back in Toronto against Lita when she won the women's championship one more time, and then her matchup with Charlotte Flair was a nice clashing of generations going up against each other. You had the face of the Attitude Era women's division versus arguably the face of the women's revolution in WWE, Charlotte Flair, 12-time, 13-time women's champion. I think it's 13 times after she was handed the SmackDown Women's Championship. So I want to hear from all of you in the Ultra Chats. We're, like I said, I'm going to open up the live chat as well more often than we usually do since I'm here running the ship on my own. I'll open up the live chat for all of you guys. I want to hear, what's your Trish Stratus dream match? If we are going to get an actual Trish Stratus return, do we get it against Sasha Banks, someone that she's talked about several times being someone that she would love to face? She had that little showdown with her, a little stare down back at the Royal Rumble 2018 and the first Women's Royal Rumble. Could it be maybe a returning Bayley up in there in 2022 against Trish Stratus? That would be very interesting. Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch, the personality, the promos, the charisma, it would be off the charts between those two ladies. There's a number of women, whether it be on Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, that would make a very interesting matchup for the former 7-time women's champion, the former WWE Hall of Famer. So I would be very interested in any of those matchups. And honestly, you know, we've been addressing over the last couple of days, especially this week on Mocha Mondays, Tan Tuesdays with me and Sat E. If you haven't already, check those out as well. But we've been discussing that WWE is going through a creative rut as well as a fan perception downer right now. Like, the fan perception of what the WWE is right now is not at its highest. The WWE fans are not enthusiastic about the product. And what WWE tends to do is not create a new superstar. It's not change up the formula. We've literally been dealing with the same formula of television, whether you're watching Raw, SmackDown, and even NXT 2.0 nowadays, for over 20 years. They haven't changed the formula because that's the formula that allowed them to defeat WCW in the Monday Night Wars. They're not going to do any of that. What they do is they have a big panel. Vince McMahon is in his control room. He's in his control panel, and he presses the button that is called nostalgia, and that's how he injects energy, injects enthusiasm from the fans into his product. It's by calling on a legend, a WWE Hall of Famer, whether it be John Cena during SummerSlam when he generated all these ticket sales, whether it be a Goldberg when there's a Saudi Arabia event around or a Big Four event coming up, whether it be now Trish Stratus possibly. You know, Edge is someone who's there more often than the other part-timers, but Trish Stratus could be someone that they put in there and inject maybe some focus and increased spotlight from the WWE creative team, because the WWE creative haven't been so creative when it comes to any of the storylines, whether it be men or women. So maybe putting Trish in there would allow them to come up with a story outside of the championship, outside of what Charlotte Flair or Becky Lynch is doing. Trish Stratus being there and coming back for maybe one big match would allow someone else to get the spotlight. Someone like a Liv Morgan, who the fans have been behind. Someone like Naomi, who the fans are getting behind in our current storyline with Sonya Deville. So although nostalgia is not always what the fans want to get, they don't want always these legends. You know, we always going to pop when the legend returns, of course, but it's not something that fixes the issues that are going on in WWE. But at the end of the day, that's what's going to make WWE pay more attention to things, is injecting a legend, injecting someone who was a star from the years gone by. That seems to be their MO. So we either get with the program and hope for the best, or we watch something else. That would be my suggestion to all of you. My suggestion also to all of you, if you want your voice to be heard, WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We want to hear those hot takes. We want to hear those questions. I want to hear your dream match for Trish Stratus. If she is going to return, who do you want to see her against? I mean, number one on my list would probably be Trish Stratus versus Bianca Belair because of how much she's achieved. Honestly, when I was thinking about who is like the WWE superstar of the year, you know, Roman Reigns is at the top of everybody's list, but Bianca Belair is probably the only person that competes with him with all that she's done this year, winning the Royal Rumble, winning the main event of WrestleMania, making history with Sasha Banks, becoming the first African-American woman to main event and win the main event of WrestleMania. and, you know, the feud with Bayley, which was really good. Her stuff with Becky Lynch has been really solid as well. I think Bianca Belair is the only one that has an actual argument against Roman Reigns for WWE Superstar of the Year. And if she's going to be out of the title picture, going against a legend like Trish Stratus isn't bad in the least bit. But we got a couple of Ultra Chats already in the chamber, couple of more being put in the chamber as well. Thank you so much to our excellent mods. They make my job doing this solo a lot more easier. I appreciate you. But yes, we have an Ultra Chat from yesterday, a carryover from the Zornice, illustrator extraordinaire. Who do you want to win the TBS championship? Says the Zornice. Set, I love your stint on at WrestleMania. I think Quizlemania. You are such a charming man, and SP3, you're so kind. I love the duo of the two of you. Thank you so much, the Zornice. We very much appreciate each and every one of you that support Wrestling Daily, that watch every day, that support the Mocha Monday duo of myself and Sad E. It very much humbles us. We're very grateful and appreciate your support, Zornice. And you've done excellent illustrations of the Daily Boys, of me and Alex as Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm going to put you to the test and give me an illustration of Mocha Monday duo. Give me an illustration of SP3 and Sad E. I want to see what you come up with, Z Zornice, because you're very, very talented. And then one of my personal favorites when it comes to these Ultra Chats, seems like daily, popping me and making me laugh. Yoko Littner donated a super Ultra Chat here saying, I received a call from one of our talent scouts meeting with some of the potential faction members. They made a very good point. Why restrict our faction to solely female talent? By including all talent, it opens up so many possibilities. Stay tuned. Yoko Littner, I will never cease to be amazed by how creative you get with these Ultra Chats. And I look forward to the next episode of what will be Nikki ASH's faction. I'm looking forward to it 100% of the way. And then we have an Ultra Chat from Maddie 5521. 6 months! As a good egg. Thank you so much for your support, Maddie. It is greatly appreciated. And you're one that's been with us since day one of Wrestling Daily. So we very much thank you for your support. Maddie says, let's have some fun. Fill in the blanks. Sid versus blank in a blank match. So if you're talking about Sid Vicious, that's what I'm going to assume you're talking about, because I know you're not talking about me. But if we're going to do, if we're talking about Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, the master and ruler of the world, I want to see Sid Vicious go one-on-one with Happy Corbin in an Iron Man match, because I chose violence for today and I want to see the Twitter world burn. Imagine the Twitter world burn with Sid versus Happy. Happy time versus psycho time. I would love to see it indeed, in my view. So that's what I would love to see. Thank you for your Ultra Chats, Maddie. Always appreciate it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
About 5 more minutes, I'll open up the live chat to a couple of live comments here. But I did want to bring up, we had NXT last night. NXT was actually one of their best shows of the year, in my opinion. I want to hear from you guys in the live chat and in your Ultra chats. You can let me know, but really got bookended by really two strong ladder matches, specifically Dakota Kai versus Kaylee Ray. These two ladies put their bodies on the line. They were risking it all, taking some ridiculous bumps in there. And they really, you know, tried to steal the show and have a better matchup than the main event between Bron Breakker and Johnny Gargano, which was also a very good ladder match. But that was more of a showcase for Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a future WWE champion. I don't care what anybody tells me. Bron Breakker is about to be a WWE champion because he went out there and he worked really hard, pulled out the Frankensteiner. We're getting closer. We're getting closer, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe, just maybe, we can acknowledge his family, where he comes from, why he sounds like that, why everybody's barking. We can acknowledge those things because everything would go a lot smoother. This push would be more organic and the fans would get behind it so much faster if he was Bron Steiner or Bronson Rex Steiner or Rex Steiner. There was 100 different possibilities to not give us Bron Breakker. And I think that's literally the only issue he has now, because he had a good matchup with Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship back at Halloween Havoc. He just had a really good ladder match against Johnny Gargano. But, I mean, it's Johnny Gargano. Who doesn't have a good matchup with Johnny Gargano, especially a ladder match, any type of stipulation match, and you're in there with probably the GOAT of NXT. You're on a good path. So I was a little confused because, you know, I know some people thought that Bron Breakker turned heel last week. I just thought that he was aligning with the new school part of 2.0, Team 2.0, as they were called on this episode. But it does seem from that promo that they did on the episode that they're leaning more into his heel side, that the black and gold brand side of War Games is the baby faces and 2.0 is the heels. My big prediction, I think, of course, 2.0 is going to get the victory. I think Bron Breakker gets the pinfall victory for Team 2.0, and that's going to segue into next year, where Bron Breakker defeats Tommaso Ciampa to become the NXT champion. So that's my thoughts overall for NXT 2.0, one of the better episodes of the 2.0 era, and I'm looking forward to what they do at War Games. Not TakeOver War Games, ladies and gentlemen, just NXT War Games. They kept it simple, but it seems like takeovers are dead and gone, and I want to hear what you guys think about that as well, because that was a very interesting note about the build-up and the promotion for this event, that they're calling it NXT War Games. They're really putting that stamp down that this is a new era for NXT, where there's no takeover, it's just NXT, and then we have a show name. So interesting times for 2.0, but this is going to be a very landmark event for them, because we're going to see if they can still deliver the quality that we've gotten from TakeOver over the last 5 years. So I'm looking forward to the 2.0 era's first big event. Let me know what you guys think as I open up the Q&A for the live chat, but you can still make sure that I highlight your comment, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily, as we wind things down on this edition of Wrestling Daily. And thank you all for joining me on this solo dolo edition, as Alan Weinstein says, SP3, solo dolo. What's good, sir? What's going on, Alan Weinstein? He's one of the elite good eggs following us over on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel, as well as True Hill Heat Patreon. We appreciate you, Alan Weinstein. Indeed, we got Lizzie Stallion, one of our elite good eggs, saying creative rut is a very kind way of describing it. They are in the doldrums creatively. Yeah, that's to say the least. I would agree with that indeed. And it seems that I am going to have a co-host on this edition. I see someone just popped up in the backstage area, always coming in the clutch when we need her. The Mod Mother is here.
What's Hello. I saw some in the chat saying that I should pop on to help you out. And also, they just wanted to see the status of my hair regrowth. So
they were like, you know, we've had about 19 minutes of SP3 on his own. Please, Mod Mother, save him. Save him. He's struggling.
No, you were doing great. You were doing great.
I try my best. How are you doing? I love the hair. It's coming in nicely. I love it.
It is. It's in that like porcupine stage where it just sticks straight up. But no, it's going great, going good, growing good. I just wish it would go a little bit longer so I can finally put some gel or something on it to make it lay down.
I love it. Lovely stuff. Well, I'll ask you, because we were talking about that. That's the titular news today. Trish Stratus, you know, returning for the live event on December 29th. Do you think that we're going to get Trish Stratus back in for one more match in WWE? And if so, who would it be against?
I definitely agree that it's a panic button move. Now, I've been at several shows where they bring back like a legend or a Hall of Famer just to get that pop. One of them was where Becky Lynch and John Cena teamed up against Zelina Vega and Andrade. Very, very interesting, you know, because it's like John Cena got cheered first off. That was weird because that normally doesn't happen. But it was just like, okay, why is this happening? And Zelina did this whole introduction of who she and Andrade were. And I think they had been on the roster for like 2 years at this point. So I don't think she's going to have a match. It might be like before Edge made his real return where he, you know, hit a move in the ring just to, you know, knock down a baddie or something like that. I don't think we're going to have anything near a full full-time match, but it would be nice. I would like to see that Sasha match happen. Definitely Bianca, because like you said, she has just been soaring this year, so that would be amazing to see what the two of them could do together. But no, I think it's just gonna be a hey, I'm hosting the show, wave go backstage.
Yeah, I think that's what the writing is on the wall, that is going to be just something to sell more tickets in the Toronto area during the holiday season. So I'm not going to say it's a bad idea. It sounds like a pretty good idea, in my opinion. We got a question here from JPS Pet Nation. Says, do you truly feel, I think, WWE will run out of stars to bring back? Eventually, yes, because, you know, I think John Cena, you know, came at the right time and left at the right time, where if he came back like next year, the year after, he's still going to generate that type of attention and people are going to try to buy a ticket to go to a show with John Cena on it. But guys like a Goldberg and like Edge, who's been here more often, and the, you know, the feel of, oh, he's back is starting to wear off. I think those guys, yeah, it's starting to run a little bit thin with those. What about you, Jenna?
Plus, they're getting older. You know, you can only do so much for so long. Social media Abby retweeted something today. I think Kenny McIntosh tweeted it. It was a before and after picture of Shawn Michaels. And it's like, you know, these guys are human. They do age like normal people. And we can't constantly keep relying on them to come back and save the show. And unfortunately, WWE doesn't seem to be in the business of creating new stars. So eventually they're going to run out of backup plans.
Yeah. But it seems like nostalgia is always going to be their backup plan. And they, you know, there's going to be people that are leaving AEW. You know, we just had the big news that came up yesterday of Big Swole leaving AEW. But those contracts that came, that were signed in 2019, are going to come up in 2022. Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega have been reported on. There's going to be people that are going to go over to AEW. I don't think they're going to sign, from AEW to WWE. I don't think they're going to sign the newer stars. But if a Chris Jericho becomes available or John Moxley, they're going to sign them up very quickly to get that nostalgia pop again.
100%.
So, yes, and we're going to see if we got any more questions in here for us. I see this was one of the people that was like, why didn't you hop on? And there you go. You ask and you shall receive.
I have a job to do. I can't just always jump in, but I got finished with it, so I was able to hop in early.
I appreciate you. You saved me. You saved me. No, I just see people popping for Mod Mother being on screen with me. No questions really. And then Lizzie Stallion with the awesome comment here. Excellent hair growth, Mod Mother.
Thank you.
I agree. I think you have the best hairdo on the screen. Except, you know, we're a little bit closer than we were before when we were on screen together, but you are rocking it a lot better than mine.
Well, the only problem is I washed it before work this morning, so now I have a dent in it. And that'll be there for at least a day.
Those tend to happen. Trust me, I know. I've been experienced with this for a while. But yes, that brings us to an end of this edition of Wrestling Daily. I want to thank you, Mod Mother, for coming in, making the hot tag, and making the save for me. I was getting beat down by the live chat with me infringing on Sat's hot takes, apparently. But I appreciate you, Mod Mother, for joining us.
Anytime.
Thank you all of you for joining us as well live. Anyone joining us on demand, let us know in the comments below what dream match you want to see for Trish Stratus, what you thought about NXT 2.0, what you think about Big Swole leaving AEW. Let us know in the comments below. Like this video, share it with your friends, and subscribe if you are new and become one of the elite Good Egg Army right here on Wrestling Daily.